Introduction. Day 3, 0600 hours, Brigade Main Command Post. Cajun 6 was tired. He had stayed up most of the night ensuring the brigade, BDE, would seize its objectives and had managed to squeeze in a couple hours of sleep before the heat of the day set in. He drank two strong coffee out of a too-hot canteen cup and shook away the last of the sleep from his eyes. A long day awaited him. The BDE had not destroyed the 1711 battalion-sized detachment, BDET, and now intelligence from Joint Task Force, JTF, 21, said the 17th Division Tactical Group, DTG, was on the move. This morning's intelligence summary said the 1713 BDET was moving to reinforce the 1711 BDET and that it should arrive in a few days. The BDE was not first in priority for anything. The BDE was still in a close fight, did not own any of the key terrain, and now another enemy formation was breathing down its neck. It had yet to receive an order to defend. Cajun 6 knew it was coming. He was already prepared to drive the operations process. First, though, he needed to figure out exactly what was going on in his area of operations, AO, before the order hit. Cajun 6 walked into his main command post, CP. The chief of operations, Chops, called the CP to attention.
"Carry on," Cajun 6 called. "Just need a morning battle update brief, bub, to get me started today."
In this excerpt, Cajun 6 anticipated an order and was prepared to initiate and drive the operations process, primarily via the Military Decision-Making Process, MDMP. Field manuals, FM3-96, Brigade Combat Team, and FM50, Planning and Orders Production, state the MDMP is an iterative planning methodology to understand the situation and mission, develop a course of action, COA, and produce an operation plan, OPLAN, or order, Army Doctrine Publication ADP50, the Operations Process, 31 July 2019. The result of detailed planning is a succinct, synchronized plan that provides mission-type orders for the staff and subordinate units. There are six Army processes that are associated with and interact with each other to conduct Army planning. Understanding how these processes interact assists in driving the unit to a timely, understandable, and executable plan. They are Operations Process, Plan, Prep, Execute, and Assess. Commander's Process, Understand, Visualize, Describe, Direct, Lead, and Assess. Military Decision-Making Process, Army's Planning Process, which overlays on the Understand, Visualize, Describe, and Direct, UVDD, of the Commander's Process. Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield. Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield, IPB, is a sub-process within the MDMP focused on understanding the problem's operational environment, OE. Targeting process, or Decide, Detect, Deliver, and Assess framework. The framework that is embedded in the MDMP process and is overlaid on the Describe and Direct, DD portion of the commander's process. Army Design Methodology. Can begin and feed the MDMP process by applying critical and creative thinking to understand, visualize, and describe problems and approaches to solving them. For commanders and staffs, the focus is not just on producing an order via the MDMP. The staff should focus on the MDMP because of what the staff learns about the terrain, the enemy, and their own friendly formations, which increases the staff's and commander's understanding and it leads to more effective operations. The following unit fighting products are key outputs from the MDMP. Modified Combined Obstacle Overlay, MCU. This is best prepared using digital capabilities. However, analog overlays are an option if digital capabilities are degraded. Event Template, Event Temp. Intelligence Collection Synchronization Matrix, ICSM. Concept Sketch with Task Organization Diagram, Concept of Operations. FM50, Figure 5-6, pages 5-34 and 5-35 are examples of the diagram. Synchronization Matrix, SyncMat. Decision Support Matrix, DSM. Fire Support Execution Matrix, FSEM. Operations Graphics Overlay, Analog and Digital.
Planning is not complete until conditions are set to rehearse the operation. Rehearsals should be a point of emphasis during the MDMP, as rehearsals are a decisive point of planning. They often confirm or deny your planning efforts, or yield areas where your plan requires refinement. The following are critical rehearsals: Combined Arms Rehearsal, CAR, Information Collection, IC, Fires Rehearsal or IC Fires, Sustainment, Command and Control, C2, Fires Technical. Staff training at home station is a must-do event to gain proficiency and build efficiency. Some commanders arrive at Combat Training Centers, CTCs, self-assessing that they have completed little to no staff training before their rotation. Typically, commanders are not familiar with Training Circular TC-6-0.2, Training the Mission Command Warfighting Function for Divisions and Corps, 15 July 2019, see reference list, and do not deliberately plan staff training. Commanders and staffs must understand the inherent generational gaps in experience, which range from commanders with 22 years to field grade staff officers with 12 to 15 years, and staff captains, those doing the primary planning, with 5 to 7 years. The sets and reps conducted during training enhances teamwork, identifies gaps and seams in planning processes, builds proficiency, and allows for agile and effective mission management. CALL, with input from CTCs, has a wealth of products that outline lessons, best practices, guidance, and ways to improve planning processes. CTC Trends, published annually by CALL, provides commanders and staffs answers to the test. Additional CTC products are available to support effective and efficient planning processes. Access to these products require a Common Access Card, CAC, and can be found at https://armyeitaas.sharepoint-mil.us/teams/lessons learned. This handbook supports effective planning using the MDMP and references doctrine and CALL products. Its readers should be proficient and familiar with doctrinal and CALL references that provide, in greater detail, the foundation and lessons/best practices for planning processes. 1 year earlier, shortly after Cajun 6 assumed command, he reorganized the BDE battle rhythm. The changes came quickly. His introduction to the BDE happened when the executive officer, XO, handed him a printout of an Outlook calendar on a 5x8 index card. It showed wall-to-wall meetings from 0800 hours to 2100 hours. Cajun 6 asked, "What's this?" "It's the brigade battle rhythm, sir," replied the XO. Cajun 6 looked at it again. The entire concept was unsustainable. The staff only updated its estimates once per day. They used the night shift to prepare pretty slides for a 0800 hours bub. Those slides sat unused the rest of the day and were never employed in the fight. More importantly, that train of meetings, working groups, and decision boards would have left him, the commander, scrambling to find time to get outside of the main CP's confines to see his BDE and apply leadership where required. "This is nuts," he said as he handed the card back to the XO. "Delete everything except the commander's update brief, CUB, operation synchronization, OPSYNC, and targeting board." The XO looked up at him as the commander told him to find a way to make it work. The XO did, and the staff started toward becoming a fighting staff.